Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here up and running on a Tuesday, February the 2nd. 2021. See, I did it there, February instead of February. I told you that'll change all month depending on the day and the hour, really. All right, let's see here. It is Groundhog Day, Groundhog Day 2021, and if you are not in the know, here's what we know so far. We know that Buckeye Chuck did not see his shadow this morning. 41st year for Buckeye Chuck. And that means there's an early spring. Now, Buckeye Chuck has been right, they average about 70% of the time. Now, here's the thing about this 70% of the time thing. And I'll get to this in a second. And I'm not really sure what the numbers are for Punxsutawney Phil. But by the way, the most famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, was the opposite this morning. They did not agree. He did see his shadow, which means spring is 6 weeks away, which is what I think that means. But of course, we and Marion certainly always defer to Buckeye Chuck. Now, here's the thing about the 41 years, 70% accuracy. Now, this is my understanding of how things went from knowing Charlie and hearing him tell this story on air of Buckeye Chuck. So I'm not really, I don't know about the 70%, because here's what I don't understand. Now, 41 years ago this started, which means this would have started, the first Groundhog Day would have been in 1980. If it's 41 years ago, if this is the 41st year, the first Buckeye Chuck would have happened February the 2nd, 1980. Now, it's my understanding from listening to Charlie that he left WMRN not too long after that. Matter of fact, I think he left later that year, 1980. I think they did the Groundhog in 1980, and then he left. And then he talked about when he was over at the old WDIF, not the one that's currently in town, but he went over to the new WDIF, which is where he was at for 10 years, from 1980 until 1990, that WMRN stopped doing the Groundhog, and that Ellen Messenger and he used to sneak into the woods and record what the Groundhog did over at WMRN. And then I think the tradition got revived when Charlie went back to WMRN in probably 1990, 1991. So I'm not sure if this 70% is the entire time it's been going on, because I'm not sure those 10 years in which Charlie was not there in the 80s, that they were still doing it. I don't know. And maybe it does. Charlie kept those records. I know he kept a lot of records for the 10 years when he was not there, and that's what figures into the 70%. I don't know. 70% is pretty good. That's probably better than some of the people in Columbus, weather-wise. But that's the way it goes. So here is my question to you, the audience, this morning. Let's see. Do you think Buckeye Chuck or Punxsutawney Phil is right this year? Who do you think is right? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. So, do you think Buckeye Chuck is right or Punxsutawney Phil is right? You know, this is a tough morning to ask this, because this is a morning where I think we have 8 inches on the ground. Is that what we ended up getting? About 8 inches of snow on the ground? It's a mess. It's a total mess out there. I can say that. It was tough to get in and out of my driveway this morning. So, which Groundhog, do you think was right? Do you think we're going to have an early spring, like Buckeye Chuck said, or do you think we're going to have a late spring, 6 weeks, like Puxatony Phil said, on this February 2nd? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Which groundhog do you think was right? Now, I'm not sure, what is it with the shadows? I've never really thought about this. Why does a groundhog not seeing its shadow mean not six more weeks of winter? And why does a groundhog seeing his shadow mean 6 more weeks of winter? What is the significance of the shadow? Is it just that the groundhog goes back in his hole if he sees the shadow, which means that there's going to be 6 more weeks of winter? And if you don't see the shadow, the groundhog stays out. Wouldn't this have to do with lighting? I mean, I'm no expert on groundhogs, but this happens at daylight, and there's a lot of people around, and there's a lot of light around. So wouldn't that impact what the groundhog was actually doing, if it was going to go back into its hole or not? Who knows? Trust me, I am not an animal person. I would not have all the answers for this. But does anybody, because this has been going on a long time, I think it's been going on over 100 years in Indiana, or Pennsylvania, excuse me. I think this has been going on over 100 years in Pennsylvania. Puxatony Phil, and 41 years here in Marion, and a lot of other places have groundhogs. Does anybody know the significance of groundhogs going in and out of its hole, seeing its shadow and not seeing its shadow? Why that coalesces with anything? I don't know. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. But who do you think you got the prediction? Who do you think got the prediction right this morning? Buckeye Chuck or Puxatony Phil? Let me know. And what do you make of all the snow we got yesterday? You know, yesterday was one of the weirdest days because we had this snowfall. And for some reason, do you notice that snowfall normally comes overnight? You know, it looks fine, and then we get the overnight snowfall, and then the kids get up in the morning and see if they have school and so on and so forth. Well, you know, we had this snow on Sunday that caused a lot of cancellations yesterday, but it ended up being about 6 inches. That was the call. Those were the calls that we had yesterday, probably about 6 inches yesterday, into yesterday. But then it just snowed on and off all day yesterday and was cold enough to where none of the snow melted. So I think we ended up with about 8 inches on the ground by this morning. Did that end up being the final snow accumulation? I know a lot of people go out in their yards and measure this. Did we end up with about 8 total from this storm that actually started on Saturday night? You know, Saturday night into Sunday, there may have been an inch. There wasn't a whole lot. Saturday into Sunday, not a whole lot of snow on the ground. Now, Sunday, obviously, into Monday, we saw about 5 inches on top of that first inch, which got us up to 6. So that was, I think, where the heaviest accumulation was, Sunday into Monday. But yesterday, we got the additional, well, I don't know how many additional inches we got. I think we got 2... maybe in the overnight. So did it end? Is it around 8 inches, 9 inches? What did this whole storm end up being? Does anybody know? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you because I certainly don't know. All I know is that I went out yesterday afternoon and was perfectly fine to get up and down the driveway. And then yesterday, last night, I came home about 9 o'clock, and getting back in the driveway was very difficult. But this morning was no problem. I pulled right out of the driveway this morning. No issues there at all. Does anybody have any secrets for getting in and out of the driveway besides shoveling it? I mean, obviously, what I need to do is get out there and shovel it or snowblow it. But why is it easier to back out than go in? Because obviously there was more snow on the ground this morning than there was last night, and it was hard getting in the garage last night, but not hard getting out this morning. This morning, it just backed right out. See, I don't know enough about cars to know, is there more horsepower, is there more energy going backwards than going forwards? I don't know. See, these things I don't know. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, my driveway wasn't that long, but it was out in the country a little longer. So I would park back in, back to the garage, and then I would make a run for it.
Well, you know, I thought about doing that last night because where I live, I have never, and I've lived there now for about 6 years, I've never had an issue getting into the garage. And last night when I got home, I took like three attempts, and by the third, I finally could get through. But I was thinking, man, maybe I'll just have to park this in the driveway and just forget it.
Yeah, and then another time, they laugh when I tell them this. I made a run for it, but I didn't make it. I mean, at the end of the drive, I got stuck. So guess what I did?
What did you do?
I called AAA, and they came and pulled me out on the road, and I went my way.
AAA came right to your driveway.
Yeah. I was stopped right there, I mean. And when I told them it was, they couldn't believe it. I said, well, I got AAA. And they said, use it. Said, shovel it out. I don't even know if that would have got me out of it, but usually you had to pay somebody to do your drive. But if it wasn't that much, I just put back in, and then I'd, it was out in, Grandview Estates, out on those roads, and you didn't have that long of a drive, but some of them was a little long, and you just make a run for it, and the one time I think they had snow plowed it, and I couldn't get over that to get out on the road, so I just called AAA, and they pulled me, and just went on to work.
Well,
so.
you got to do what you got to do, and in those situations, I was kind of concerned because, see, the concern with me was it was like 9 o'clock last night, so it's dark, and I was not going to get in the car until about 7 this morning, and I thought, well, if I just leave it here in the driveway and more snow comes overnight, which I think a little more did come last night, I don't think it was a whole lot, but I thought, am I going to be stuck? I know if I'm in the garage, I'm not going to be stuck.
Yeah, for years I had those studded snow tires, so that helped me too, because I would go down out to the prison, the back roads, and go to Lynn Hipshire and stuff. So with those studded tires on, it helped me too. So
what do you make of the groundhog having dueling predictions this morning?
I don't know, because I haven't heard it all. My son sleeps of a day now, and I can't listen to the radio that much.
I'll tell you, Buckeye Chuck this morning did not see his shadow, which means that we're going to have an early spring, but Puxatony Phil, the big one over in Pennsylvania, saw his shadow, so says spring is going to be late this year. So which are you thinking? Are we going to have an early spring or not?
Well, I think didn't the lady from that almanac say that it was going to be a milder winter or something? Warmer?
I don't know about the snow. Yeah, I think she did. And to be honest with you, the month of January was far warmer than it normally mm-hmm. is. And we had definitely did not have much snow in January. And December, the same thing. It was far warmer and not much snow in December. So really, even though we're having this two-day period here, that's kind of rough.
I don't think it'll be bad, really. Because growing up in the 40s and 50s like I did, early 60s and... all you had to do out in the country was sleigh ride, and when it snowed, it seemed like it stayed on for 2 weeks, you know, a long time, and now it's like it's gone in a few days, and it's like totally different. But I was going to tell you, I listened some to the doctor on today. My niece in the southern part of Ohio took that shot, the two-shot one.
Right.
And the first one, nothing, and the second one, I just talked to my brother, yesterday. And I had talked to him, I think, Friday. She must have got it Thursday. Anyway, she had breathing issues. She's 49. And something else, I didn't catch it because we got some stuff going on down there, and I had to talk to him. And he said that there's a booster, and she said she's not taking it. She's definitely not taking the booster. So, but she did have other issues. She, after she got the first shot, the second one, almost gave her symptoms like the flu. You know, like some people, when they get the shot, they go into like the flu symptoms. And she had like breathing issues, and there was another issue, and I can't remember that, but I'll be talking to him today and I'll find out. But he told me, he said, she's definitely not taking that booster. She said, no way. So.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Like I was saying to the doctor, the three people who I know who have gotten it, one was 90, and there was just a hurt arm there, no other issues there. The other person is in their 80s and really no issues there. And then the person who got it in their 30s did have some side effects, did have some nausea, had some fatigue, had a headache, and it went on for about 3 or 4 days, but it cleared up. So it's interesting that younger people are getting the side effects and older people are not.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think she had, like, the headache and stuff, but breathing, that kind of worried them. And there was another issue, but I know my mom, I think in 1980, she took a flu shot. She never had them, and it gave her, she had the flu, and she got mad because she usually didn't get it, and they were encouraging her to get the shot. And she wouldn't go to the doctor, and it settled, like, in her lungs. And after that, she had to be on, like, it was a mist. She put it in her nose. It wasn't oxygen, but it was something like a mist. She had to be on that till she died. So I don't know if she hadn't got that flu shot that year. You know, and she had gone to the doctor. It settled in her lungs, and she had the lung trouble. So I'm thinking if she didn't get that shot, she probably would have been fine for a while. But for till about 8 years, she had to be on that breathing thing, you know, apparatus thing. I think towards the end, she did have oxygen tank there in case she needed it. But it was like a mist. She just put the hose thing in her nose, and it was like a mist thing that went. I don't know that much about it because she's the only one that I know that, you know, had trouble like that, the breathing. So, but, and stuff. So they need to be careful. They need to really check with their doctor and find out, because my niece, you know, is 49. She's, you know, as far as I know, there's nothing wrong with her because she does work from the hospital at home. And I don't know whether she had a chance to get the shot and she took it, you know, and stuff. I'd say, but she doesn't go in the hospital to work. She does her work at home. So.
Now, do you plan on taking the shot?
No. Last year I took a flu shot because I do have breathing issues with my son, and I could sit at work around 20 or 30 people. My one daughter got the flu. Two of us did, and my husband would get the flu, and I can be around people, and I never got it, so I'm not doing it again. This is keeping me away from people. I go to the grocery store about once a month at Kroger's and just dart out in some place. I go out early because if overnight that maybe it's gotten out of the air, you know, the places circulate it. And I figure no more than I go out. No, I'm not getting, because I really do have a good immune system. I don't seem to catch colds or anything hardly. And if I start getting this flu shot, I don't know if it'll do something to it. And if I went out a lot or something, maybe, but no, I'm not going to get that, because my brother said she's worried, you know, like a year down the road, or, you know, it might cause trouble later. So she's just not going to get it. That's just her, you know. Other people, you know, it's just a person. But I don't think it really should be mandatory that you do take it. I kind of don't think that, because I don't know.
It's going to be interesting.
Are the schools making it mandatory that everybody take it? Or, see, I don't know.
You know, I have not heard anybody saying it's mandatory. I don't think it was mandatory with the first responders. I don't think it was mandatory with healthcare. I don't think it's mandatory with schools right now. But I think some people are offering incentives to do it, and I really don't know long term if you don't do it, if they're going to let you come back. I don't know. Healthcare workers obviously have kept going regardless of if they have it or don't have it, and so have first responders. But teachers, I don't know. I don't know if there will be a point where they say that you have to have it to come to work here, because there are a lot of other shots. Well, there are a lot of other shots that teachers have to get that other people don't to work in the buildings.
Yeah, because my mom, growing up, I know they were telling me there were 12 in the family, and like if they got, I'm not going to say scarlet fever, diphtheria, some of those, when they, you know, you had to stay home quarantined, they put it on your door. You didn't go out. Not like here, people, they quarantine them with the virus. Well, they're out shopping. They're out in the public. But they said it's so funny. People, you know, really balk at this stuff. But if you know you got something, you shouldn't go out, because she said did be quarantined, you know, with 12 kids stuff, you know, not often, but, you know, she said you knew when one of them had it, get your school books, because, and these people would be up in their 90s and 100s. You need to get your school books because you weren't going to school for a while, and then put that sign on your door, quarantine.
Well, you know,
nobody would go in there, and you shouldn't be going out, and it's common sense to do that.
Well, it's interesting because we had talked to Tracy Kinsler about the whole quarantine issue and the fact if you had it, you needed to isolate, and she had told us that, I don't know when it happened, but it was somewhere along in the summer that and I don't want to, I don't know who did it, but somebody obviously in the state government took that power away of the local health departments to make it mandatory. They can tell you to quarantine, but they can't enforce it. That power got taken away somewhere in the summer from the health departments.
Yeah, because I know if you had TB, I had a cousin's husband that had the TB. Well, he couldn't be, and this was, I was very young, he couldn't be in the house with the other people. With his kids and stuff. He had a certain building he had to live in. You know, he had to stay away from him. And I don't know how many years, because I'm almost 80, and this was, you know, years ago, but he could not be around his family, and I don't know that much about it, but I know he had to stay outside the house in a building. I don't know how many years or whatever, but, you know, and that stuff went on. You never thought anything about it. They just told you to do something. It's like now the police stop you. You got to interrogate the police and ask them 50 questions, and before when they stopped you, you know, you did what you were supposed to do and go on. You didn't. Too many people, they just sit and fuss anymore, and I don't know. It just gets to be, I don't know.
I
don't listen to the news anymore or anything, hardly, so.
Well, it's a different world. Well, I thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Remember, if the lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling in. But the phone lines are open at this particular point. Hope everybody this morning got to hear the interview with Dr. Michael McLeese, Medical Director over at Marion Public Health. I thought there was a lot of good information in that interview. We're all going through this together and learning together and kind of taking it in. So if you have anything to say about that interview, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and let's see what's on your mind this morning. 37 minutes past the hour. Do you have any suggestions or understand why it's easier to back out of a snow-covered driveway than to drive in to a snow-covered driveway, or anything to say about the vaccine or the two groundhogs this morning who were at war? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to call and tell you about your driveway and your snow situation last evening. Vehicles do have more traction in the rear rather than the front, unless you have four-wheel drive.
Well, yeah, because it was definitely easier backing out this morning than driving in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so thank goodness I was able to get out and come here this morning, but I don't know what the total snow accumulation ended up being. I know it was over 6, but I don't know exactly where we got. Have you heard?
No, I haven't heard officially. No, I just looked out and, you know, but it's got to be somewhere in that, you know, figure. So anyway, it's I think winter is just starting. I mean, we had it pretty good the last couple of months. Cause see, I start with the meteorologist winter. The 1st of December is the beginning of winter for me, and actually the 1st of March winter will be over. So I mean, we still may have snow and stuff, but you know, that's how I get. It just makes you feel better about knowing that the warm weather is coming.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, what do you make of the groundhogs this morning?
Well, I think that both of them are right because, you know, it's just that's just how I see it because, you know, they're groundhogs and you have to be a groundhog to understand it. And I heard you saying you don't understand it. And, well, I don't either because I'm not a groundhog. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see you know, how it will all go. But I do know around the end of February, things start, you know, breaking up a little bit. I mean, we have, you know, good and bad days and cold days, but, you know, overall, winter is pretty much over at that point. So I just wanted to call in and, you know, talk with you a minute here. And but if these cold weather would continue to have big snows like this, you would need to get yourself a four-wheel drive or just get yourself a big truck.
Well, you know what was interesting, and I've never had this happen, and like I say, I've lived where I've lived now close to 6 years.
Yeah.
95 was not as good as 309, and normally it's the reverse. Usually 95 is much better than 309, but the last couple days, for whatever reason, 95 has still been snow-covered, and 309 has really not been as snow-covered in town as 95. And it's also interesting to me that I have went through both Meijer parking lot and Walmart parking lot the last two mornings, and neither morning were the parking lots cleared. Now, they have snow bunched up, but I don't know if snow's coming down so much or the salt is not melting what's on the ground, but you really cannot see much concrete at all in either one of those parking lots, and that's kind of strange.
Yes, it is. But I think it depends probably with all the traffic out over the weekend, people, you know, stocking up on groceries and everything. Somebody at the store the other day said it's like Christmas all over again.
Well, every time those meteorologists in Columbus get on the air and say there's going to be a snow, that's pretty much what happens.
Yes. Myself, I try to just stock up on you know, like pinto beans and stuff like that, or things you can make soup with, and you can just buy regular flour, and you can either make biscuits, you can make cornbread with it, with your cornmeal, you know, you can make pancakes. A lot of people don't know how to do that from scratch, but just take your regular flour and, you know, add your salt and baking powder and, you know, your ingredients to it and make your own pancakes. So I think that's what people are doing. They're not keeping the basics, you know, in the house to fix different dishes. And if you've got potatoes and, you know, foods like that, I mean, and salad stuff, I like a lot of salads because I try to keep my weight down and stay healthy. And, but, you know, as far as going and getting, you know, just bread and milk, I do not do that. So,
yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And but I drink the organic milk, so, you know, I mean, I pay the extra for my health because it's the chemicals is what's killing people out here. And, you know, we're subjected to some 500 chemicals every day in the air, and then you have all your cleaning chemicals in your home, and people have them under their sink, under their vanity, in the bathroom, and that's really, you're getting an effect of that out into the house, especially during the winter when you don't have any doors or windows open. And it's the chemicals that are killing people. So it really pays you to buy the organic foods, which I do in most everything. I don't get the organic flour, but, you know, it's really important. So I think if you just have your basics in, I mean, milk is okay, but if you run out, you can also get dry milk. When I was growing up and we lived on the farm, and when our cows, and they called it when the cows went dry and then they wasn't producing milk, we always had powdered milk to add to stuff to make it, like gravies and, you know, biscuits and, you know, whatever we were preparing. I remember my mother doing it. And I don't do that so much now, but it is on the store shelf. You can just get the powdered milk. And we had to drink it as a child because, you know, children like milk, and when our cows went dry, I mean, you just take the powder like you do instant milk or instant anything and add the water to it, and it makes you a glass of milk. So I didn't know if you were aware of that or not.
So the powdered milk, you just add a glass of water to the powdered milk and it...
Well, yeah, and so it tells you on there the directions, like 2 or 3 tablespoons or whatever it is, and stir it up. Or if you want to make a gallon or, you know, whatever, you just read on there and make it, and you can put it in the refrigerator. But, yeah, and I think a lot of people just don't know you can get powdered milk. You know, it's kind of like instant coffee, and it's like instant milk, because you just add your water, and that's it. And, you know, I've been hearing you talk about, you know, the different foods, and I was just wondering if you were aware of that.
Huh, that's interesting.
Well, I thought maybe you'd like to know that, so I thought I'd just pitch it in.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm still going to make you that banana cream pie. I don't know when. It's not going to be now, okay? And but, you know, when the weather breaks here, I'll get into a mood and where I can travel at, I drive a big truck, so it doesn't bother me. I mean, I can go out in this weather, and I'm sitting up high, and, you know, I don't even pay any attention to the weather. And I keep good tires on, and so, you know, I just go in anything. So, and people say, oh, why do you drive a big truck? Well, I drive it for the luxury and the sitting up high and looking down the road and looking over everybody. I can see way down the road. We're in a car. You can't. You're just sitting down there. And so it would really be hard for me to drive a car, you know, once you're used to driving a big truck. So you might consider getting yourself a big truck, Scott, okay?
Get a big truck, troll around in town in that.
Yeah. And then everybody will look at you, too. Like, everybody just looks at me to see who's driving that big Silverado truck, and it's fully loaded. It's got everything on it. And you might consider that after your situation last evening with your snow situation in your driveway.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
Well, you have a great day, and bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And if you want to make a pie, that's always good. But, you know, we are in the pandemic, and, of course, it's hard to get around. It's winter, so no rush on anything like that. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Any thoughts on the groundhogs this morning? Buckeye Chuck did not see his shadow, which means spring is around the corner. And Pugsatoni Phil did see his shadow, which means no spring around the corner. 6 more weeks of winter, I guess. And does anybody have the total snow accumulation for last night? Or this whole storm, I guess. Not just last night. Yesterday we had calls of, 6 inches? Now, where we are, I don't know. Probably closer to 10. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I think your interview with the doctor was very good. And, you know, there could have been a lot of other people give that interview, but it isn't as good as you do. You talk really good and ask the good questions, and that's what the people here in Marion like to hear.
Well, I appreciate that. Did you learn anything interesting from him?
Well, I think everybody, if they got the word out that to listen to you, to when you give interviews like that, you will learn everything they say is very interesting, if you want to heed it. And if you don't want to heed it, that's your opinion. But I say if everybody would do exactly what they like for you to do, if you're capable of doing it now, and we'd see a drastic change real quick earlier in this epidemic. But that's the way it goes, and we all got to learn together, they say, and I sure think you've done a beautiful job on that.
Well, I appreciate that. I thank you a lot for that. Hey, what do you make of the groundhogs this morning?
Well, yeah, I asked my wife, I said, hey, I said, what do you think about that? And she said, I don't know. She said, I said, well, I'll tell you. And then you give the answer on the radio there. About 100 years this has been going on.
Yeah, a little over 100 in Pennsylvania.
Well, I think it's a very good thing what they started. Now, they go out quite big time over there in Pennsylvania, you know, with the tall hats on and the big crowds and everything. And, Marion, we had pretty good attendance for the weather conditions at the present time when it was every year, you know, and everything like that. But I think it's really a good thing this time of year to have something like that. If you have the big turnouts, you know, without epidemic like we got this year, but, you know, if everybody would turn out and have that, it'd be a fun thing. But by golly, some of those temperatures and stuff, the younger ones had to go to school and stuff like that in the days, you know. But my opinion, getting back to it, I think a groundhog's a groundhog, and he'll do whatever he wants to do when he wants to do it. But we say he, Scott. Here's the thing I wanted to punchline, I wanted to put in. Is all those groundhogs that make this, they run the test on and make the prediction, per se, are they male or female?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if anybody turns them upside down to check.
Well, you know, they better start checking it, because we got the trend on the female is starting to get into the big-time effect of what goes on here in the United States of America, anyhow. And I think they better start figuring out. They better get some female groundhogs and get the evaluation level in there. Don't you think it's about time?
Well, equality in groundhogs. You got to have it.
If you can't have any fun, there's no use to calling in and talking to you. I like to have fun with you. You're
I always enjoy when you call in.
You're a pretty good guy to pull your leg once in a while. And what was that other one we was talking about? There was the doctor and the groundhog and some. Oh, yeah, you was talking about the way your driveway is. Is that an uphill drive or a downhill drive?
You know, it's got a little slope, but not much.
Well, a little slope. Now, what direction? Uphill or back going in or coming out?
It's a little bit of an uphill.
Well, you haven't told me yet, going in or coming out.
Well, I guess it would be, if I'm pulling in, it would be going up.
Well, that would be a little harder, wouldn't it?
Like, you're right. Yeah, now that I think about it, that makes a little more sense when it comes to driving in or going out.
Actually, in your garage, they level those off when they pour the cement. Yours could be stone or cement or ground or whatever. Everybody's garage is different. Most of them cement. But that would give you the advantage. When you come out downhill, you would just not have as much torque to have to go downhill, naturally, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I just hope when I get home today that I can get back in, because if not, I'm going to have to shovel.
And there's a lot of things anymore. It used to be backing up would be harder than going forward and this and that, but now we got the four-wheel drive, we got the front-wheel drive, and a smaller wheelbase, and used to have the longer wheelbase, and a lot of factors go into that part of it, but... I like the woman that lives out in the country there. She said she likes to make a run for it. That's what I like to do. I like to have that big runway where you get that good runway and go right after it and keep the pedal to the metal.
You got it.
But boy, when she starts fishtailing and going up into your garage, ooh, that's costly anymore when you kind of sideswipe your door, you know, about $1,400 to get one little dent out of the door.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. It's not a big cliff, but it's just a little bit of a runoff. It's probably 3-4 feet tall at the end of my driveway. Now, there is, I think, you know, it's weird. You see it every day and you never really look. I think there is like a little... piece of concrete there so you don't go over it, but if I would gun it out of my driveway and I would slide past the road,
yeah,
I would go off that embankment about 4 foot. So coming out, I'm a lot more ginger than I am going in.
Well, and she's like, I have, you got a little bit more room out here in the path where you're going to make that run for it. There isn't any trees or any rocks around, and maybe you just kind of fishtail a little bit. Don't hurt anything, but I just have a little fun saying that. You take care and keep up that good work on the when you interview somebody, buddy. You do an excellent job, and I like to say, he said, one I caught there, you asked the question, and he said, everybody said, that's a good question. They always answer you back. That's really a good question. That's getting kind of a stale thing to hear. And he said, boy, that is a big question. Let me see. And he give you a nice level answer on that. And I like the way he was. He was a young guy, too. You could tell by his voice. And he knew what he was talking to, and he just leveled right out. And he gave really good information, that fellow did. So we have to praise him for having him and Marion to do that.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, thanks for the compliment. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah. Keep your feet dry, Scott. That keeps good traction.
I'll try. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where are we at here? 54 minutes past the hour. Talking about a lot of things this morning, and one of those is that interview with Dr. Michael McLeese early on, medical director over at Marion Public Health. He was very good. Very good. A lot of information in regard to the vaccine and the pandemic and all of that stuff. And, of course, we do want to mention again, Buckeye Chuck did not see his shadow, which means an early spring, and Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow, which means six more weeks of winter. The weather-predicting groundhogs, 740-383-9944. What inches, what inch count are we at? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I want to know about the snow measure. I went out on my back porch where the railing is, and I've measured it 8.5 inches.
8.5?
Yes.
Now, what part of town do you live in?
I live here in northeast town at maybe 10 blocks from station.
My goodness. So we got 8.5. When do you think the last time we got 8.5 inches was?
Well, I don't ever remember getting that much here unless I was back in school days.
I know. It's been a while ago. What do you make of the groundhogs this morning? Buckeye Chuck says it's going to be an early spring.
Well, I don't care what they say. It's still going to be 8 weeks till spring.
Well, hey, I appreciate the measurement, and call in anytime. Thanks for listening.
Hey, take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, there we go. There's a measurement of 8.5 inches. 8.5 inches. I don't know, but I would guess that's probably about right, because we got a measurement of 6 inches yesterday from a caller. So I would guess probably 2.5 inches fell in the course of yesterday. But if you have anything different, give us a buzz. It's always good to hear from you. 740-383-9944. What do you make of the dueling groundhog predictions? Now, as I said, we've been told that Buckeye Chuck is at 70%. I don't know where Punxsutawney Phil is on the prediction scale, but that's the way it goes on a February, however you say it, second here in the world we leave. You know, this is the first pandemic Groundhog Day. Last year, we weren't in the pandemic at this time. That didn't happen till March. Again, we've got some time left here. If you'd like to call in, call-ins are always good, and I appreciate all the call-ins this morning. 57 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call on in. I know a lot of places closed today. Interesting. Closed up because of this 8.5 inches of snow, which came over 3 days. It certainly wasn't all in one big bunch. So that's interesting as well, that it kind of came over a period of time. Had this all come in a 24-hour period, it would have been a lot worse. But, boy, you know, and I think about those people driving those snow plows and those running those things, the snow blowers. What work they have been up to. This must have been a continuous 3-day period for them, nonstop. So we certainly have to say thank you to all those people who are out there doing that particular kind of work. And I know a lot of people stayed in this morning who normally would have been out doing things. 740-383-9944 is the telephone number. We could probably get one more call in today if you want to call in and mention anything. Now, I do want to let everybody know that coming up later on today, we have Adam the Computer Guy from 2:10 to 3 p.m., and then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, right here on this station. So you don't want to miss either one of those programs for love nor money. And then, of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8:10 until 10 a.m., and tomorrow I'll be on from 10:10 also until noon with Glenn Coble. So we'll get his thoughts on the groundhog and all this winter weather that came blowing on down. I wonder what people are doing with their animals. You know, I bet it's hard. We're getting a measurement here. Out in Clarendon, it looks like the back porch was 8 inches. And in some places, we're closer to 10 inches. So between 8 and 10, which is kind of about what everybody's saying here this morning, 8 to 10 inches fell in the last few days. So we thank Jeannie Evers out in Clarendon for giving us that measurement. Between 8 and 10 inches out in Clarendon. Be safe out there. It's you know, it's not super cold out today. You know, it's not, I don't think it's below 20 degrees. Just a lot of snow. And when it gets wet and compacted like that, it kind of turns into a mess. Well, we're short on time for this Groundhog Day, so we want to let everybody know again, Buckeye Chuck, started by Charlie Evers 41 years ago, did not see his shadow, which means an early spring. And for me, I did not see my shadow either this morning, so I am going to head for the dugout.
Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.
Now, how is this all going to end up? How many games are we going to play in this series?
I want to say 6 games. We're going to take it in 6.
4 to 6. So what do you think will happen when the Indians go to Wrigley? Because you know that city also is waiting for a World Series.
Yes, they is, you know, but I believe in the city. I believe in the tribe. It's going to, I mean, the president is taking 300 of the employees over to Wrigley Field, and I believe that we're going to have 1 or 2 wins coming out of there.
It is an amazing night here, and it's great time. Tonight, to win the opener, does that give them momentum, in your opinion?
Yes, I do. I believe it. I mean, they've been waiting for this all season. Cleveland Indians was coming.